New financial reports are in for the Democratic and Republican National Committees, and those reports show the party committees girding for a big money battle. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The new reports cover the month of March, when the two parties were fighting over health care. Democrats managed to pass the bill and to do better with donors than in the public opinion polls. At the University of Maryland, political scientist Paul Hernson explains why this party money matters to candidates.
The parties use this money to set the campaign agenda, to target individual races, which not only helps the races directly, but indirectly in terms of their fundraising. And in the last election cycle, the Republicans came up short in terms of cash and had to move money out of one close race into another on a number of occasions, and that clearly hurt them.
So, some details. The Democratic National Committee is being outraised by the Republican National Committee, $114 million to $121 million. But it has just as much cash on hand, about $11 million. An analysis by NPR News shows that the RNC has more small donors, the grassroots of a fundraising base, but it spent $11 million, twice as much as the DNC, on the mail and telemarketing to get those donors. On the House side of Capitol Hill, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has raised 38% more than its GOP counterpart. The DCCC, as it's called, has a cash reserve that's nearly triple what the Republicans have. It's on the Senate side where the battle for dollars is the most hard fought. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee chairman, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, has this video message to motivate donors.
Everything is at stake. Everything we fought for is at risk. We must work together to fight for democratic values.
And the National Republican Senatorial Committee takes the sardonic whimsy approach.
Barack Obama keeps spending our money, which raises the national debt ceiling to the point that Americans may soon bow down to their Chinese overlords.
The Republican committee is upbeat about its chances of whacking away the Democrats' Senate majority. Its fundraising reflects that. It's up 25% from last election cycle. Democrats see that, too.
We all know there's sort of a fierce wind blowing in our face and not at our back in this election.
But Eric Schultz, with the Democratic Senatorial Committee, says they got a fundraising boost after the health care bill passed, and he's willing to predict more good news for his party.
Well, I think you're seeing, as we sort of get into the election season, an acceleration, more engagement, more attention paid.
Of course, it's not just Democrats who are paying attention. Fundraising is up across the board. Not like the flood of money in the 2008 presidential campaign, but nothing like the old days either. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered.